Funerals have been taking place across Sri Lanka for some of the more than 300 people killed. NPR's Greg Myrie has some of their stories.
About 20 miles north of the capital, Colombo, a funeral mass was held for more than 24 victims of the Easter Sunday bombings. Of the more than 300 people killed, many were children, according to UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bujelrek.
So far, 45 children have been killed. Some of the children who have been injured are currently fighting for their lives.
Most of the dead were Sri Lankan Christians killed in the church attacks. Christians are less than 10% of the country's population and were spared the worst of the fighting during the country's long civil war in this mostly Buddhist nation. But this time, Christians were targeted. Priests in white robes and black sashes are presiding over many funeral services. The dead include a 13-year-old girl, described at her funeral as being the child of a Catholic mother and a Muslim father. In addition to the Sri Lankan casualties, about 40 foreigners lost their lives in the explosions at the hotels. A man from Denver, Dieter Kowalski, was among the victims. So was a fifth grader from Washington, D.C., Kieran Schafritz de Zoysa. Danish billionaire Anders Poulsen and his wife lost 3 of their 4 children. One of the hotels hit, the Cinnamon Grand, held private funeral services with religious leaders from the Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities. 15 guests and 5 staff members were killed when a suicide bomber detonated his explosive during brunch in the hotel restaurant. A hotel spokeswoman declined to be interviewed on tape, but she told NPR, quote, "We need to say our goodbyes. There is a sense of sadness and loss." And at this burial service for multiple victims, a backhoe placed dirt atop the coffins. There are many more funerals still to come. Greg Myrie, NPR News.